The early days of President Donald Trump's administration have left all manner of people scrambling to keep up with and understand the local impacts of a series of executive orders. One major change is the threat to withhold federal funds from so-called sanctuary cities, communities that claim to not work with immigration and customs enforcement to find undocumented immigrants. But what even is a sanctuary city, and is Fresno in the crosshairs? Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess reports.
When he explained his executive order targeting sanctuary cities last week, President Trump described the order this way.
We are going to get the bad ones out, the criminals and the drug deals and gangs and gang members and cartel leaders. The day is over when they can stay in our country and wreak havoc.
The promise to do this involved a threat to cut off federal funding to cities that claimed to be a safe zone for undocumented immigrants, a place where those without legal permission could reside and be free to contact their local police officer without fear that their immigration status will be questioned. In the most far-reaching cases, local police have pledged not to help ICE in any way at all. Cities across the country have taken public steps to advertise this status and have colloquially become known as sanctuary cities. But almost immediately following the signing of the order, cities began to ask, wait, is that us? During an interview that aired on Valley Public Radio earlier today, Fresno Mayor Lee Brand says Fresno is not an official sanctuary city, but
our official policy is essentially the same as most of the sanctuary cities in California. We simply don't label ourselves a sanctuary city because by making that label and that proposition, then the city itself is jeopardizing federal funding.
Brand says he's in a tight spot. Fresno badly needs federal funding. But he also needs to find a way to balance the demands of being a city in a blue state facing a red administration. Fresno Police Department Policy 428 states that police should serve the public regardless of alien status and that, quote, officers shall not enforce violations of immigration law or status. Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dyer defends the policy, saying his officers are worried about criminal status, not immigration status. However, he says they do not actively stand in the way of ICE. Dyer is not worried about the federal government pressing his officers into immigration patrols, which he fears could jeopardize relations with Fresno's large Latino community.
But the reality is, if that is truly the focus of the Trump administration, to increase enforcement efforts against those individuals that are here and that are undocumented, then they need to hire more ICE agents and put them in local jurisdictions, but not require police departments to be the enforcement arm for them.
While the city says it is not checking immigration status, that doesn't mean checks aren't being run. The Fresno County Jail, which is run by Sheriff Margaret Mims, does have ICE agents stationed inside to run immigration status checks. Like Brand, Dyer is in a bind. He needs the cooperation of everyone, regardless of immigration status, to work with his officers to fight crime, but also relies on federal funding to help execute the duties of what he considers to be an understaffed department. So Fresno leaders seem to believe that as long as they don't call themselves a sanctuary city, they won't run afoul of the Trump administration, even if their policies are functionally the same. The question is, will the Trump administration see it that way? San Joaquin College School of Law professor Gregory Olson, who runs the New American Legal Clinic, says it's unclear how the administration will determine which cities are and are not sanctuary, because some conservative groups have taken a more hardline view that lumps Fresno in with places like L.A. and San Francisco.
So it all depends on what the federal government's going to do now that it's under Trump's power. Is Trump going to take more of that right-leaning definition, or is he going to look at it more of the way that it's traditionally been seen, where a sanctuary city is a city that's designated and is taking those steps to prevent cooperation with ICE.
Ultimately, Olson says this vagueness from Washington has contributed to confusion on the ground in the Central Valley. Today, the California legislature even held a hearing to consider the possibility of declaring California a sanctuary state, including steps like prohibiting local police departments from spending any money to enforce immigration laws. But Olson points out that part of the problem is an issue of public perception. If undocumented immigrants feel that the Fresno police are being pressed into service on behalf of ICE, even if that's not literally the case, then they may not be willing to come forward and report a crime or be a witness. That is exactly the scenario Police Chief Dyer and Mayor Brand say they're trying to avoid. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.